Come one, come all from near and from far. Let me tell you the tale of Johnny Brightstar. Now Johnny was a lad, who through thick and through thin, never giving up hope, for he knew he would win no matter the conflict, the trial, or the test, overcoming all odds by doing his best, good-natured and upright but fierce to defend the well-being of loved ones, of family and friends. His virtue was noticed by forces above. Even Venus admired the strength of his love. Is this man immortal, or one of our kind? His nature so solar, his mind is sublime. I'll see him at once, bring him to me right away, for if he's immortal, then here he must stay. Then Johnny was lifted and taken by hand, until he arrived in a bright starry land of another human being. There was seen not a one, the light shone at all times, but there was no sun, brighter and brighter until it blinded his eyes. Then booming voices that came from the skies, are you just a man, or something much more? You're seen sheltering the homeless, and giving aid to the poor. These actions imply an angelic design. There's been none such as you in quite a long time. A decree must be made, and it will be thus. A decree must be made, and it will be thus. If you are an angel, you must stay here with us. These words that were heard, both in ear and in mind, left Johnny unnerved and unsure of his plight. Your concern is well noted, but I'm still just a man. I remain on the earth to do what I can, to bring hope to the hopeless and strength to the weak. Many are encouraged by the words that I speak in times of misfortune. I cheer those who are sad among the widows and the orphans. I am all that they have, to protect them from folly and to give them good care, breathing life into their souls as I eliminate their fears. The gods were so shocked they knew not what to say. If that is the case, then on the earth you may stay. Your argument is sound, and your words do ring true. Mankind would be better served if there were more just like you back to the world below, then to carry out your divine chores in this region of the stars. Your name will always be adored. And Johnny was returned by a bolt from the blue, back in this world with so much to do. And he smiled to himself, what a wild cosmic ride. I'll continue in good works for the rest of my life. And that is the tale that I wanted to tell. I hope that its message has been received well. When you seek inspiration, you don't have to look far. Just remember the name of Johnny Brightstar. Cultivate positive karma. Down past the shadows, beyond the abyss, around a table of stone, three devils did sit. They used all of their cunning and ally of their wits. To bring mankind to ruin was their ultimate wish. And their wicked conversation went something like this. Come now, my brothers, we ought to celebrate according to the reports. We have increased the hate, the pride, greed, and envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth. It appears more than ever that mankind is truly lost. If this pace continues, they will all be in hell. Our population will increase, and our ranks will swell. A toast to wickedness, then, for we're doing quite well. The second devil spoke. He was the one with pointed ears. It is too soon, my brother, for us to rejoice and cheer. For us to rejoice and cheer. Have you forgotten Johnny Brightstar? It is him we should fear. For God sees through his eyes, and hears through his ears. A thorn in our side, he has been for years. How is it we have no such champion like this? Our own dark servant, a spawn of the pit. The third answered quickly, my brother, I have heard of a monster whose darkness is engulfing the world, rotten to the core, and mean from the start.